We actually did meet at the radio station at WAMU. I was a freshman in college, just had ended my freshman year, and we had a mutual friend, a fellow named Roger Gordon, who brought Willard around the AU campus to show him the school. Willard was thinking of going there for his college curriculum. And we walked into the radio station, and we were doing a sort of a shakedown broadcast, and Willard walked into the studio and choked me down.
That's... No, I actually threw up as I heard Eddie's voice for the first time.
And Roger...
And I said, that's incredible. That guy can work. If any can work, I can work. Anybody can work.
And Roger, his voice sounded like Henry Aldridge, said, yeah. Hey, when I would go in there, and gee whiz, he can't see, so just sneak behind the other side of the microphone and say something funny.
Well, I couldn't hear, so I said, what'd you say, Roger? Now, so I sat there across from you, and you were terrific the way you sat there, you know, with your doing your little thing and reading the
braille,
reading the paper with his fingers. Yeah. That was terrific. I was impressed with that. I didn't being paying attention to what you said. I thought that the fact that you could do that was wonderful. You know, the greatest thing that was really broke our hearts afterwards at AMU, WAMU, we were doing our show and we were doing our announcing, and these people would come by to watch us. Every day, I mean, it was true. There'd be 300 or 400 people sometimes walking around, and we didn't know till a month later. This is a true story. There was a modeling class in the next building where all these girls were posing.
It was the same building in the next room.
In the next room.
And dumb me, I didn't know that.
And they weren't coming to see us, I don't think.
And Roger came in, this fellow I'd mentioned.
Guys with long raincoats.
He says, gee whiz, fellas, they got women over there.
That is a true story. And I did. I said, all these people standing outside, that's terrific. And they couldn't hear our station. First of all, our station, what a joke. I mean, it was like talking to yourself. It was on a,
we were carrier current.
Yeah, you're on the electric line. You plug in an iron, you could hear us.
So well, all the women, when they were ironing their undies or their dainties, could hear us.
Oh. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, anyway.
If I'd known that, I would have left the studio.